All right, I want to begin with the saying that you saw on the photo you had of me. My sons heard me say that, and they put it, "Never stop searching, for there's always more." My drop in today is I'm concerned about the body of Christ, because wealth is not any good without help. And as I continue to search and study, I'm seeing some things that I believe that would be a benefit and an asset to you as you listen. Stay open. I've found out a new insight on our health that can bring us to a deeper dimension of taking care of ourselves. So let's go back to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. May the Lord help us as we go forward. And we're going to look at verse 14 through 17. Now, I want you to meditate these verses, because I'm going to give you about 9 keys about your health. Write this down. Healing, health, long, satisfied life, staying young. It says up there. Staying young. Heat. I need a bottle too, because I might tell them what kind of water this is. Healing, health, long, satisfied life, staying young. I'll give you some scriptures in a few moments. But I think I need to start with Psalm 139, verse 14. Because in all the studies I've done in my life, I never come to the point that I recognize that there's a divine healing process and a divine health maintaining factor that God placed in our bodies. Now, I never said it that way before, but there's a healing process system and a health maintaining system God placed in our bodies. Very little is known about it. They're rare. There are people who know something about it, but there are so many of us in the body of Christ knows nothing about it. We know about prayer. We know about praise. We know about worship. We know about the word. We can quote scriptures about healing and health. But then we have sickness and disease and early death constantly taking place from the pulpit back to the usher. So I want to share with the body of Christ. I recognize that this is a new territory, a new turf. But your body is designed to turn sickness and disease out. And is built, God made it to produce health if we cooperated with it properly. And I think that's the thing we have not known. So in Psalm 139, verse 14, it tells us about this awesome body, this health maintaining body, if we study and know how to cooperate with it, that God has given us. I will praise thee, the 14th verse says, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully, and underline that, I got it in my Bible circle, fearfully and wonderfully made. See, trying to tell us something. Circle, I got wonderfully, I got fearfully circled. And then he says, marvelous. I circled that too. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. And then we got 3 John, you connect with that. Beloved, I wish you more than your problem being held in your soul proper, because you got to know something. In other words, knowledgeable about it. But the 15th verse says something else. I got something else circled. My substance. He's talking about your makeup, was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eye did see my substance, that is again, yet being unperfect, in thy book all my members were written, which in continuous war fashion. I keep saying about that body, when as yet there were none of them. And then verse 17 says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. Now write these scriptures down, Matthew 8, 17, 1 Peter 2, 24, Isaiah 53, 5, and then we have Psalm 139, 14 through 16, and you definitely want to read, while I'm in the Psalm, turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. These are so powerful because when I start giving you these principles and telling you about the power of your body and the power of ingredients you can put in your body naturally, and I'm not talking about vitamins and pills now, I'm talking about food itself. But just watch this now. In Psalm 103, the first five verses is so powerful. Then in Psalm 91, the last verse, he said, I'll satisfy you with a long life. Let me touch on that for a bit, a few moments. I'll satisfy you with a long life. He's not talking about existing for a long time. What I've seen is people got age on them, but they're just existing because they're not functioning anymore. Now, I've seen many, I watch people 100, 106 still functioning, still cooking, still doing whatever they need to do. But long life within itself is not long life if it's not life. It's just existing. You don't want to live a long existing life, a long existing, you don't even put the word life in there. You want to live a long satisfied life. That's what I'm here about this morning. Healing, health, a long satisfied life, and staying young. Yet the age is there, but yet you're still functionalizing. I was looking at a man 90 years old. He's still a roofer. Climb that ladder like an 18-year-old man and stay on top of the edge of that roof, measuring, balance, 90 years old. He satisfied, he said he's happy. He's satisfied with a long life. So in Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, it tells us how we can have healing, health, a long, satisfied life. But I want to get into some of the factors that I want to deal with. I'm going to share with you a man named called William L.I. William Lai. You look him up on YouTube. He's talking about how to reverse disease by eating certain food. They even take it further. My daughter said, yeah, but I'm going to give it to you. How to reverse disease by eating certain food that allows our body to wipe out cancer. Powerful, man. It's real powerful. This man is a medical doctor, a surgeon, as well as well-schooled in science. So he's putting science and food and medicine together. And what the body of Christ know nothing about. So I'm going to say some things here this morning that are going to set you free. The power of food in treating and healing diseases and maintaining health. Just write that down. The power of food. Because you got this body that is designed by God to stay healthy. Or if it's attacked, to heal what it attacked with, the body itself. In other words, actually, let me say it in this term, my own feeble ways, your body actually is a physician. God designed your body with cells that it can heal itself and that it can watch over your health the whole duration of your lifetime here. The power of food in treating and healing diseases and maintaining health. Eating certain food that allows our bodies to wipe out sickness. Now, the key points I'm going to give you in making this statement, I don't know how long we'll be on this drop-in, but I want you to hear this term because I've struggled for years seeing people sick, dealing with sickness myself, different things the enemy try to put on our bodies. And this statement here is almost shocking. Using food as medicine. Food actually is the divine medicine that God has set up for us. Now, while we're talking, you're on medicine, keep taking your medicine, but then start putting some food medicine in there with it, and the other medicine gonna have to back off. All right? We're not against doctors, all I want you to know is the truth from God's word. That's my assignment. So I can't hold back my peace if God didn't put an assignment on me for the body of Christ. I got to come forward with it, all right? So using food as medicine. Now, what do that mean? That means you're going to have to pull out the drawing board. That means you're going to have to find out what assisting you and what is assassinating your health. Ooh, I love that. What is assisting your health and what is assassinating your health? I've seen people's health assassinated, and all they know is medicine, drug, assistant. They don't know about nothing else. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing personal about their health. They done put their health totally in the system hand, and that's not Christ-like. Christ calling us back. The Holy Spirit calling us back. So using food as medicine. That means you got to go to the drawing board. You got to go find out what this do to my body. What, et cetera, et cetera. And it's out there. You can find it. The second thing I heard, and I know is the truth, food is more powerful than drugs. That don't even sound right. You know why? Because drugs treat the symptom and look like they're gone. It'll drop your blood pressure. It'll drop your sugar level. And sometimes we need that, but it's not curing. But the Bible says, God said, I'll bring you a help and a cure. And he had it set up. He made certain plants and certain food a certain way to create healing and health forces in our body, right? So food is more powerful than drugs. Now, you see, that would be argumentative to somebody who is ignorant like I am. I use myself. So you holler, food. But we'll find out further down the line, we're not talking about today and tomorrow. We're talking about a divine plan of consistency because you didn't get in this trouble overnight. So you're not going to get out overnight. But you're not getting out by drugs. You're going to stay on it and on it and on it. I've seen so many times doctors then walk in the room and say, we can't go no further. Medicine can't go no further. Just prepare yourself. You see what I'm saying? And we all know we're going to die someday if Jesus tarry, but what I'm teaching you now is the two things again, using food as medicine, study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, how to take care of your body. Food is more powerful than drugs. Now, number three, the wisdom and discernment of how your body can heal itself. That's what you want to search. You ask God to give you the wisdom and the discernment of how your body can heal itself if you give it the right type of food. I remember reading a book many years ago, Are You Eating to Live or Living to Eat? That was one of the books. I read that book over and over again. That 35 years ago, didn't do me much good because I kept eating kept living to eat. I didn't know no better. I didn't know how powerful it was. Okay? The wisdom and discernment of how your body can heal itself and maintain health. Now we got a lot of premature death. We got a lot of people existing calendar-wise, but yet they are void of their health, void of their agile. They're not able to move around like they should. Let's try to catch this at an early stage in our lives. I didn't catch it at an early stage. God was just merciful to me. But you can catch it right now. A lot of you all are listening in age-wise are younger than I am. Number four, we'll talk about, and I want you to hear it just like I said, using medicine to treat disease. Medicine treat diseases, treat symptoms, and thank God for it. But you can go too far with medicine in ignorance. Many people using medicine for their lack of constraint. They know something don't agree with their body, but they lack it so much, they eat it. I'll tell you a case, Dr. Farb and some of the boys, my son who was out on the RV trip, we shouldn't have been to the place ourselves some years ago, to the worst place in the world, Krispy Kreme, because that's a killer there, boys. It tastes good, but it's a killer. But we had a man in there who was a diabetic, and he looked at Dr. Farb and he said, and he was a heavy set man, he said, I'm going to eat these donuts. I'm just going to double up on the medicine tonight. And so that's the ideal, but it's destroying. It's actually destroying you. Now, here's another one that I thought was clear. We must stop chasing sickness and be still long enough to hear direction from the voice of health. We must stop chasing sickness. See, most people chasing sickness, they get a bad reading and they start chasing it. Not even thinking that their bodies are designed to choke it, to wipe it out with their cooperation. Because we talked about using food as medicine. We must stop chasing the sickness and be still long enough to hear direction from the voice of health. God is the voice of health. The Holy Spirit is the voice of health. That's why he said in 3 John, beloved, I wish above all that you're prospering, be in health, even as your soul prospers. Your soul prospers by revelation, by insight, by understanding. It is the Holy Ghost's desire to put you in a health flow that has been hidden from many generations. Yeah, it is. That's why I'm out here. I'm getting in the flow, and I've been getting in it for a long time. It's helped me a lot, but I'm learning more and more every day as I pursue the divine instruction about my body and how God wants us to be healthy. Let me make that statement again. It is the Holy Ghost's desire to put you in a health flow that has been hidden from many generations. Now, I talk about it, and I'm thankful for it. We've had a lot of healing rallies and a lot of miracles, signs, and wonders. But yet most of those people die ahead of time. Because after the power move, if you don't know how to flow with it, you're going right back where you came from in due season. Health is a subject that I believe the average Christian is afraid of because they don't want to believe that their prayer is not answered. Your prayers are being answered right now. My prayers are being answered right now. When you talk about health, sickness, disease, God wants us to know what's going wrong. Satan is not bad enough to kill you ahead of time, but is your cooperating with him through, I got to use this word, ignorance, through stupidity, I got to use this word, through stubbornness, I got to use this word, through unwillingness. When you hear something like this, you're obligated to start doing research and take inventory of what I'm putting in my body that producing sickness and disease. Now, this is from the pulpit. Ministers dying, have died, 30, 40 years old. That shouldn't be. God needed those guys, needed those women who had his anointing on their lives. That's too early to die. I know they're going to heaven, but it's too early. We need them here. And we need you to stay alive. Your children need you alive. Your grandchildren need you alive. Your mate needs you alive. It is the Holy Ghost's desire to put you in a health flow. Health flow. Health flow. Now that term, health flow. See, when you think about health, you think about medicine. Medicine is not for health. Medicine can't keep you in health. A doctor, a real doctor, tell you medicine can't keep you in health. You can take all the medicine you want. And listen. You can overdo vitamin, overdo pills. Try to get it to substitute for your eating. I think the concentration on eating should be number one. Find out what's in food. Like, I'm not no nutritionist, but berries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries. I've eaten two portions already today. Berries, blueberries. It has a medicine effect on your body. And I hear somebody, but I don't like that. Shut up. Don't let your ears hear your ignorance. These things, if you start eating them, you're gonna like it. That's why I taught you prosperity. You have to have money to buy. Go buy. You can buy it, whole food or someplace, organic, you can get it. You got to have some money to do that. But I've taught you about money also. Now, here's another one that I think is real powerful, and I'm almost true. This is not an overnight plan. It's a lifestyle change. See? In other words, you go eat a few blueberries and tomorrow think you're going to be healthy, you can forget it. You got to give that designed body enough time over a protracted period of time, putting in and keeping out. Putting in and keeping out. That's so important. And only you and the Holy Spirit, but it's not an overnight plan. So most people that I'm talking to, It's a wide statement, are dealing with something. And many have been dealing with it for a long time. And you're a prayer warrior. And you're a scripture meditator. You follow what I'm saying? And you're a tither. And you love God. Well, here God is loving you back and telling you where you're missing it at. Talking to me and you. Are you following? You following what God is doing for us? Look that man up and watch and sit let him educate you. I don't know how many time he come online. Sometimes it'd be 24 minutes. My wife and I sit down and watch. You can't do it in fear. You do it in faith, because God is now teaching you another aspect of assistance to your faith. See, you're having faith and you're having fear at the same time, because they're talking sickness and disease. We're in this pandemic, got all kind of stuff going on. Your immune system needs to be strong. That come by food. What tell your immune system now? Wrong food. See, why do you think you lack that so much? It's Satan assisting you. Because he knows as long as he keep you lacking that, he got you. He wants you to be overweight, consistent. And I've had people testify, since I've been teaching it, have lost 120, 130 pounds, family, two people. I mean, people just, but you got to have, you got to put your effort into it. So it's not overnight. It's not an overnight plan. It's a lifestyle change. Not an overnight plan. It's a lifestyle change. Now, here's another specific thing that I found out for myself. This is personal, not for a group. You understand that? See, this is personal. You have to make a personal decision. You can't go discussing, trying to get somebody to go with you, tell them what you're doing, because they're going to discourage you. This is personal, not for a group. Okay? You understand that it's powerful. Powerful. This is personal. It's not for your whole family or your relative outside your house. Some inside the house. I'm going to go over these things because I want to make sure you got them. Here's another point God revealed to me, and it personally speaks to my childhood when I was a teenager, when I was a young man coming up in life. After I got born again, most of the believers has no health background. Most has no health background. In other words, how health works. Most believers. How to cook healthy. How to eat some things raw. Most believers, you couldn't even hold a conversation with them about this. I'm real proud of you. I think we've got 300 some online, Montreal. I'm proud of you for being online. You know, I'm trying to help the body of Christ. 386 online. That's connection, so you don't tell how many online. But let me say these things over again. It's just a repeat. Healing, health, a long, satisfied life. Now, I talked about a long existing life, just existing. But the Bible promises in Psalm 91:16, a long, satisfied life. And then I talk about staying young. Man's mind just go by the calendar. In a revelatory matter, you go by the Bible. And you see, the people usually live 900-something years. So the power of food in treating and healing diseases and maintaining health, all right? Eating certain food that allow our bodies to wipe out sickness. Hallelujah. Using food as a medicine. Food is more powerful than drugs. Now, this is a broad statement. Lord, have mercy on me. Drugs have no health in it. Food is the carrier of health. Drug help ignorance, emergencies. And a lot of people, we've brought our body through the jungle of ignorance. So you may have, you see what I'm saying? The wisdom and discernment of how your body can heal itself. Meditate on that. Go to Psalm 139 and keep reading it. We must stop chasing sickness. What do you mean by chasing sickness? Trying to find another pill, man. Trying to find another doctor. We must stop chasing sickness and be still long enough to hear direction from the voice of help. Now, I believe body of Christ, the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. That when I heard, when I was writing these notes, and I heard that I can come out here and tell you that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, are voices of help. I mean, the goodness of God, the love of God, this what's happening to us, we know it's not God. God is, how can you be a loving, killing God? How can you be a loving, sick God? The Lord is trying to get our attention. He pushed me out. Because God is my soul. So it don't really matter to me who drop off, who stop giving or what, whatever. That don't matter, because I'm sent to bring this message that people can enjoy their life and enjoy their God and live out a full life and make some changes. I mean, you start making changes and stop convincing yourself that you're smart. You're not smart. If you're eating against your health, you're not smart. If you're eating just by taste, now food don't have to taste. My young cook who take care of us now put some of the most tasteless food on the table, and it's good for your health. She preparing some stuff right now for me when I get home. So it's possible. Listen, you hear the term using medicine to treat disease. Where you hear that at? You're using medicine to treat disease. You're just treating disease. You're not healing it. Using food for help. See the two. Using medicine to treat disease. Using food for help. Using medicine to treat disease. Using food for help. No, we're not against doctor. We're not talking about the doctor now. A good doctor will shake my hand and say, go forward. Keep training God's people. They don't have time to tell you, and most of them, a lot of them don't know. I understand that. But the one who do know don't have a time to just sit down and do what I'm doing. This is my job. The voice of help. Again, I want to repeat, the Holy Ghost desire to put you in a health flow. Health flow, health flow, health flow coming to the body of Christ. A health flow anointing. Hearing the voice of health. A health flow anointing. But eating got something to do with it. Satan deceived Eve to eat. She had all other kind of stuff God told her to eat, but he fooled her to eat the wrong thing. And that's all he's doing with us. The Holy Ghost desire to put you in a health flow that have been hidden from many generations. Hidden, when I read that, when I wrote that by inspiration, these notes I wrote by inspiration, hidden from many generations, down through the centuries, the church have had this problem. But yet they got a healing and health machine body. You give it the right thing. Now, also remember now, instead of eating right, a person who try to soothe their conscience now go to some more pills, vitamin C, vitamin D, and they're all good for you to a certain extent, but you need to get most of it out your food. But if you're going to eat that crap, you can take all the vitamin C you want. That crap going to override it. You got me? All right. Now, again, I repeat, this is not an overnight plan. It is a lifestyle change. How many got that? It's not an overnight plan. It's a lifestyle change. In other words, overnight, you might not see nothing. Over 3 months, you might not see nothing. But keep doing what's right. Your body designed to overturn the last 35 years to help you out, all right? All right. And I close with this. I don't know about you. I'm in my 70s. I had no health background. I had no health wisdom in my home. We were just eating. Thank God we didn't have a lot of money. We were eating out the garden. But then when I got old enough, I ate just as crazy as everybody else. Every place I wanted to go, I went there and got everything, any little thing they were selling. I don't know what's in it. All I know is smell good. So I have no health background. I'm working on it now. And put that picture back up. Tell them put that picture back up there, because I want them to see that apostolic wisdom and prophetic revelation. Never stop searching, because there is always more. That is powerful. Never stop searching. And so the rest of my life, I will be searching how to help people, how to assist people, how to direct people, because we're dealing with a master. It had become a master in the body of Christ. Is a snake in the body of Christ. And a lot of people defend the snake. Oh, man. They see, the person say, I thought he was going to talk about money. Baby, I talk about something better than money this morning. See what I'm saying? You get excited because you're going to get more money and buy more junk. See what I'm saying? So I love you. I want you to see your 120 years. It's never too late. Start doing what's right. I pray, God, for all the medical assistants that have helped us over the years and to some extent kept us alive until we come up to this point. Eat right. Boy, when I first came out with this, man, I felt all kind of knives being thrown at me. You know, people, knife and fork. But the people are getting a little better now. They're getting a better understanding of it. But that information I've given you now is so important. Stretch your hand toward me. Father, in Jesus' name, your healing power is flowing at this hour. I know you're wounded for our transgression, Jesus. Bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripe, we'll heal. If we heal, that means hell. I know you bad our sickness and took our diseases. I know you sent God your word to heal us. And I know you brought 3 million people out of bondage, and not a one was sick among them. But they were eating the same menu. You didn't allow them to go hunt, nothing or do nothing. You fed them for many, many years the same meal out of your hand. I just thank you that wisdom is applicable here. I thank you that if any minister listen to me, Be a leader of your flock. Get your house in order. Take it step by step. Don't be condemned, but ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The Holy Spirit of health. Acts 10:38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Sickness and disease are satanic oppression that the enemy is getting in on us by ignorant of health laws. I thank you now, Father, that the healing power touch bodies, touch minds, drive out sickness and disease, that health starts flowing all over the world right now, and that the body of Christ will take her place in the epidemic of sickness and disease, and men and women of God will train people how to be healthy. We thank you for it. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's listen. Plenty of water. Drink plenty of water. I brought this bottle here. I've been drinking this kind of water for a long time. It's called Non, K-N-O-W. It's got alkaline in it, and it's a great water. I've been drinking it. It's Evermore, but it's not the only water. I got a lot of good spring water, but drink a lot of water. One of my problems is I wouldn't drink much water. I drink tea and all that, but drink a lot of water. Green tea is good for you. Here's a good one I found out. Deep hot chocolate is good for you. But not with the sugar in it. Get you a sweetener. But drink hot chocolate. I try to drink one or two cups a day. Just as I'm learning, I'm trying to put it into practice. No, I'm not no doctor, but I believe. And so I'll see you on the next drop-in. God bless you.